We'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. That's a free bottle and free test strips at 1-800-500-6202. Isn't it time you tried something great for your body and your wallet? Discover how to get a free bottle and free test strips at 1-800-500-6202. Be one of the first 100 callers to avoid missing out. 1-800-500-6202.
Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage, and right now is one of the best times to refinance in decades. And here's why. First, mortgage rates are at their lowest point that they've been in months. Second, when you refinance with Shore Mortgage, you might be able to skip a payment, freeing up some cash flow to pay those holiday bills. Some of our clients are locking in at rates around 3%. So call Shore Mortgage today at 800-523-HOME. That's 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, equal housing lender. NML system number 3038.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
Bend over, let me see you shake a tail feather. Ray Charles.
Well, I heard about the fella you've been dancing with all over the neighborhood. So why didn't you ask me, baby? Or didn't you think I could?
Starts off with just that organ music. You know who plays the organ? Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
Liberace, he was an organ player, too. A lady called yesterday and said, boy, I'd love it if you had another spelling bee between... she wanted to hear the spelling bee between me and Dan, and I thought, that's a great idea. And I understand Peon has some new words. We can take just a couple of quick phone calls because it's Thursday, and we always say we take more calls. We haven't taken any calls. We got carried away the first hour, so let me just talk to Joan here at least. Hello, Joan. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How you doing?
Great.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
How can we help you?
Okay, I have a request.
All right.
A while back, you told the story about when you were in Vegas, and it was you and your buddy, and you would call the house operator and have her pay somebody?
Yes, we used to do it every time we'd go.
Okay. Could you do that story again? That was hilarious.
You know what? I'll do it because you sound like a really nice person.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you do. It's not funny.
Oh, I just couldn't quit laughing on that.
I'll tell it right now. As soon as you hang up, I'll tell it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Joan. See how easy we are?
Yeah.
You just call and ask for something, and you got it. The same guy that I told the roulette wheel story about and the Flamingo Hilton crap table story about, and I'll make it shorter than I did last time, but he and I had this stupid juvenile routine, but that's the way I am, where you go to a house phone on the casino floor, pretty much any of the casinos at the time. This happened to be at the, I think this was at the Frontier. Because when I ran across the street, I think I ran to the Desert Inn. And I actually ran. You believe that?
Whoa. That's crazy.
So he and I if we knew we were both in the same casino on the floor playing somewhere, and they're big, you know, they're huge, we'd go to a house phone and we'd page each other. But we would page one, would page the other one under fake names, like Chuck Roast, for example. Now, what happens is the paging operator isn't really paying attention to what she's saying. But if you do it right, you kind of play with her mind a little bit. In other words, if you say, yes, could you page someone for me? And she'd say, certainly. Who'd you like to page? And you say, well, I'll spell the last name for you. It's, R-O-H-S-T-E. It's pronounced Roast. Chuck Roast. Well, she's, if you can just shift her attention to that name and that it's not R-O-A-S-T, every time they would go on, paging Mr. Roast, Mr. Chuck Roast. And wherever he was, I knew he's laughing. That's, I know who that is. That's me. Now, we would do paging Mr. My Hole, Mr. Philip My Hole. Okay. But again, if you said to the operator, yes, I'd like you to page, let me spell the last name for you. It's M-E-I-H-O-U-L-E. It's pronounced My Hole. She'd go, okay, first name, Philip. You break them apart.
Yes.
She doesn't get it till maybe once she says it, she might think to herself, ooh, but it's too late.
Right, you can't say, can you page Philip my hole?
Exactly. If you do it like that, it's, wait a minute. So, you know, I'm sitting playing probably blackjack or whatever at the time I played, and I'd hear, paging Mr. Philip my hole. Philip my hole, please. Philip my hole. And so we did, we did this for two or three trips. We'd do it every day that we knew we were both in the same casino. We had, Mr. Stroker, Mr. Peter Stroker, S-T-R-O-C-H-E-R. And sure enough, Peter Stroker, Peter Stroker. Would you pick up a house phone, Peter Stroker? And then one day, it all came crashing down. Because I was in, I think, the Frontier, and I thought, oh, man, I've got a good one. Dick Gozenya. So I pick up the house phone. She picks up the phone. She says, can I help you? I said, I'd like to page a friend of mine who's here for a medical convention. Dr. Gozenya, G-O-Z-I-N-I-A, Dick Gozenya. And there's just silence. And normally, they'd say, no problem. And you hang up and you listen for it to ring out through the casino. She said, well, what was the name again? And I said, Gozenya. And she said, and the first name? I said, Dick Gozenya. And then she said, really? Really? I said, yeah, is there a problem? Now you've got to act, you know, I've got to be on the defensive, acting like, what's the problem? I said, is there a problem? She says, yeah, I think there might be a problem. You're telling me your friend's name is Dick Gozenya? I said, well, his real name is Richard, Dr. Richard Gozenya. I said, and by the way, he's here spending a lot of money in your casino. Is there a problem? I'm making her feel like, oh, no, no, you know, I think she's going to go, oh, no, I'm so sorry, there's no problem. No, it didn't work that way. She said, yeah, I think there is a problem. But she said, we can work this out. She said, I'm not going to go on the PA and page Dick Gozenya. I said, well, then, you know, you'll be the one that have to answer to your boss when I file a complaint because I need to get a hold of him. We're here on a medical. She says, well, calm down. She says, I'm going to help you find it. And here's how we're going to do it. She says, I see that you're calling from house phone 24. They're numbered. And she's at the master control. She knows exactly where I'm calling from. She says, I have armed security on the way to you right now personally walk you through the casino till we find. And right then, I'm just click, bah, I hung up, and I bolted for the door, ran across the street, went to that casino, no cell phones then, had that casino page my friend at the Frontier by his real name. And he answers, he picks up the phone, hello? And I said, Dan, it's over. I said, it's over, man. No more Philip Myhole, no more Peter Stroker, no more Dick Gozenya. He said, what do you mean? I said, we're busted. I got busted. This chick figured it out. And that was our last house page. But, man, was it fun while we were doing it.
And they had you on camera probably running.
Oh, sure. That's the only footage of me running that exists. Ever is that footage. But, boy, I just as soon as she said armed security's on the way, it was like a movie scene where, you know, some CSI and I'm looking around going, okay, where is he? Can I get out of here? And pew, out the door I went. And that was our very last page name was Dick Gozenya. So, kids, don't try this at home. That's my warning to you. I want to do some spelling bee.
Sure.
All right. Now, how do we do this before? You have the word, and then I yell my name or Daniel.
We're not going to do it that way anymore.
Oh,
we're
okay.
Alternate.
You change the rules.
Yes. We're going to alternate back and forth.
This is a good idea.
So if you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, you get a minus point. Yeah.
Dan's all upset because Dan won by saying nothing last time.
Yes.
And he knows I'll still jump in there and try to do it and mess it up. So, Dan, you don't have as easy a chance to win this time.
So we'll go back and forth, and then if the person gets it wrong, the other person can steal that point and get a point. But you get it wrong.
How do we determine who goes first here?
Because
you're at a disadvantage going first. Because if you mess it up, then the other guy.
Right.
You know.
All right. Pick a
so
number.
I say you have a number in your head between 1 and 10.
Yes.
Dan, pick a number.
7.
2.
It was 6. Dan goes first.
Yeah, like Dan better than me.
You said the person that goes first is at a disadvantage.
Oh, okay. You like me better than Dan. I have that backwards.
All right, so Dan goes first, so you get a point if you get it right, a minus point if you get it wrong, and then the other person can know. Yeah. All right, so word number one, we will go with
Now, do we need the minus point, though? Because if you get it wrong...
I think so.
I'm the world's worst.
I think so. You need to be penalized if you get it wrong.
Okay.
All right, word number one, acquaintance.
Acquaintance? Ooh,
good one.
Oh, God.
And we see if you look it up.
Yeah, I know.
Can't cheat. Acquaintance, go ahead.
A.
Oh, man.
A.
Good start.
I am so bad at this.
Obviously. We're off at six.
Yeah, I know. I'll just say I can't do it.
A, oh, wait. No, you got a, you got an attempt.
Why would you take a minus
a,
one?
Wait. A.
We're off at six.
Yeah, I know.
Give him a minus one.
A-C-A-U.
What?
A-C-A-Q.
A-Q-U.
All right, start over.
All right, go ahead.
No.
Start over. Go ahead.
Acquaintance. Wait. Could you use it in a sentence?
You are an acquaintance of mine.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Let me put a timer on this.
Is it a vowel or
go ahead.
Or
go ahead. Spell it.
Spell it. Acquaintance. A-C-U.
Into the mic, please.
Yeah, into the mic.
I can't.
All right, minus one.
Okay, minus one.
A-C-Q-U-A-I-N-T-E-N-A-N-C-E. What?
It's A-N-C-E at the end.
A-N-C-E?
Yes.
It's A-N-C?
Yes.
Okay, two minus one, so we're even.
Q-U.
Zero.
Yes.
We're at zero.
All right.
They cancel each other out.
Word number two. Frank, is mathematics.
Mathematics?
Mathematics.
Okay, M-A-T-H, that's the easy part. E-M-A-T-I-C-S.
Ooh.
Yes!
All right.
And you know what? It's pronounced mathematics, but there's that E.
I forgot about
the E. It look like mathematics.
There.
Yes. Yeah. That's okay. The tough part.
All right.
All right, Dan.
Yeah, crap.
Embarrass.
Embarrass?
Embarrass.
Oh, embarrass.
Not past tense.
Right.
Yeah. E-M-B-E. Not B-E. Crap. E-M-B. Embarrass. E-M-B-A-R-S-E.
Wait. That's embarrass.
Oh, embarrass. What? Oh, I put an R in there.
Too late crap. Now.
No, that wasn't your problem.
No, the problem
was. All right,
go
ahead, Frank.
E-M-B-A. I know exactly why this is on the list. E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S. Yes!
Got it.
And I don't have a college degree.
All right. Let's see. Next word here.
Who's it go to, Frank?
Yes, Frank's turn.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Maintenance.
Maintenance. M-A-I-N-T-E-N-A-N-C-E. Running away with it.
Yep.
All right, Dan.
What?
Cat.
E-I-E-I-O.
Exaggerate.
Oh, good one.
Oh. Exaggerate?
Into the microphone, yeah, please. And,
exaggerate. E-X-A-D-U. Exaggerate. E-X-A-D-U-A-T-E.
Yeah. E-X-A-G-G-E-R-A-T-E.
Wait. All right,
gee.
Shit.
Oh, Dan.
Cut that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have... For the second time in 16 and a half years, we had to edit out and hit the button for Dan Strauss.
Way to go, Dan.
Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly.
Hey, you know what? Two in 16 and a half years, that's not bad.
No.
Yes, children, Dan said a dirty word.
I did.
When I got
goodness.
It right, he said a bad word.
I did.
And we had to clip it before you children heard it.
Wow.
I believe that I'm up. One.
Yes.
That came out of nowhere.
Right.
Why didn't you spell that instead of say it?
I should have.
Because I think you can actually do that on the air.
Conscientious.
You can't even pronounce it.
Conscientious.
Conscientious. C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E. conscience.
Oh, wait.
Oh, I know what I did wrong. I know. I spilled conscience. Go ahead, Dan. Conscientious.
Yeah, forget it.
Forget it.
I'm giving it up.
Next word, Dan, you're up.
Yeah, crap. All right, Dan. The word is...
I'll say crap. Can I try that again, though? C-O-N-C-I-E-N... C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-I-O-U-S? Crap, no. Forget it. Move on.
It's T-I-O-U-S.
Yeah, Dan. T, of course. Go ahead, Dan.
All right, Dan. The word is comparative.
Comparative?
You heard him.
Okay. C-O-M-P-A-R...
In the mic, please.
C-O-R...
No,
wait a minute.
I mean, no, wait, comparative. Wait, C-O-M.
Yeah.
Yes.
C-O-M-P-A-R-I-T-V-E. Wait.
All right, C-O-M-P-A-R, and I know why this is on the list, too. It's this next letter. C-O-M-P-A-R, I'll take a run at it. A-T-I-V-E. Yes!
That's it.
All right, I'm up.
I suck.
Well, man, we weren't going to say that. You can't be good at everything. You do the scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz. You play the harmonica.
Oh,
you
I'm
play
horrible.
The bass. You do Tom Brokaw. You do Jack Nicholson. I don't do any of that.
I'm horrible at spelling, and I'll write it down, and it still doesn't look right. Even if I spell it right, it doesn't look right.
Because you can't see. Okay, I'm up.
All right. The word is mischievous.
Oh, that's a tough one. That is a M-I-S... C-H-I-E-V-I-O-U-S?
Dan Strauss?
Oh. Mischievous. M-I-S... Oh, man. M-I-S... Mischievous. M-I-S... C-H... Mischievous. No, forget it.
What is it?
My S-C-H-I-E-V-O-U-S.
Oh, I-E-V-O. Rather. All right, three more words.
All right, Dan.
What?
Paralysis.
Paralysis?
Yeah.
Your brain has paralysis.
Oh, man. P-A-R-A-L... A-I-S-I-S?
You just spelled parlez-vous français.
Did I?
Yeah.
Parlez-vous français.
Paralysis, P-A-R-A-L-Y-S-I-S, I think. Yes!
Oh, yeah. The why. Sometimes why.
Two more.
All right. The word is... Wait, I had one here. Reference.
Wow, it doesn't seem like it should be on there. R-E-F-E-R-E-N-C-E? Seems too easy. All right, last, Dan Strauss.
Dan Strauss?
What?
Repetition.
Repetition?
That's not a hard one.
For me, it is. R-E-P-I-T-I-T-I-O-N? Is there an E?
R-E-P-E-T-I-T-I-O-N. And the winning and the champion, me! But I can't play the harmonica. So there you go.
No.
You can't have it all.
Next time. We need to have maybe Dan.
You know what? I'm going to get a list, and you're going to play.
Okay.
And you can play against Dan, and then I'll give Dan a list, and you and I will play. Just to make it even.
Yeah, or we could have... We could have Josh or somebody come in and read the words to us.
To all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you like him? I don't know. We don't know him.
He's
here,
on like...
Hey, Monday is Veterans Day. And after we take this break, what we could do, if you folks would like to, and Debbie, if you're listening, thank you for the suggestion. I listened to the song. For whatever reason, it just didn't, it sounded like 100 other songs to me, and I'm talking about a listener who sent me a song written about a guy deployed who's writing back home called If I Die Before You Wake. It's a nice song. I just had to make a call, and I thought, I'm not going to include it in our Veterans Day song list on Monday. But if you have, and you folks who've listened before, we are the only radio show in St. Louis that pretty much takes the whole show and dedicates it to veterans. And as long as we're doing it, we kind of tend to include active military personnel as well. But it is Veterans Day Monday. So if you have something that, and you're familiar with the show, because if you're not familiar with the show, I'm going to respectfully ask that you don't call, because what you're going to do is suggest all the things we already have on our list. You know, Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA, the Dan Fogerty song, or was it Dan Fogerty? Dan Seals, My Old Yellow Car. No, not My Old Yellow Car, The Corvette, the song about the Corvette. Statler Brothers, name another, more than just a name on the wall. We have those. We have all the music, the National Guard, the Air Force, the Army. We have their songs. We have Kate Smith, God Bless America. So if you're a regular listener and you've heard what we've done and you know of something we haven't done that we might ought to include, let us know. And we'll get a hold of it, and by Monday we'll throw it into the mix, because I do think that once a year we should shut down and do that. So that would be Monday, Veterans Day. We'll have some good stuff for you, as we always try to do. I see where, well, we'll get to that later. I had something I was at. Larry Connors is going back to court. Did you see that back in court today?
No.
Yeah, back in court today. Wants to get back on television. Still wants him to lift that restriction. We may kick that around, and we may not, because I had another little offshoot of that that you might find interesting. But what I think you'll find interesting right now is the fact that Matheny Heating and Cooling has been in business 71 years. 71 years. Long time. And the heating and cooling industry obviously has changed drastically since the old days. I'm not mechanical. I don't know what systems ran on. I would assume that even 71 years ago, they were electric. I don't know if they had gas systems or if they were all, I don't know. But they did, and they worked on them. And then as years went by and things got more complicated and technology got better and efficiency was greater, if you don't keep up with that stuff, you're going to go out of business, because the customer wants to know that you know more than they do. You should. You're in the business. You need to be able to advise them about systems they didn't even know existed that might save them a lot of money, might be more efficient. They need to be able to tell you, and you need to have every confidence in them that when they can come and repair, work on your system or maintain it, that they actually can, that they have people who are regularly trained to keep up with this stuff, and they do at Matheny. Now, the bad news for you folks in Illinois is they service customers, residential and commercial, in St. Louis and St. Charles counties. Sorry. Hey, you got APG over there. You know, it's all a balance. But Matheny works in St. Louis and St. Charles counties. And again, it's businesses, it's residences, it is large, small, any brand, any make, any type, any model. You need a new system put in, please, please do us a favor. And just give them a shot. Let them come out and show you what they can do. And please tell them your AM and the PM. We appreciate that. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Here's an easy website to remember to find out more. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
All right, let's check in with Tim Weil and see how traffic's moving. Tim?
We have stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 40 from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 starts slowing from Grand through about Boyle. And then the normal slowdown, Hampton-McCausland, 270 through Mason. We're pretty slow from, it looks like, the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, just a little off the pace now. It's a lot of volume, but off the pace speed-wise from Highway 40 just south of Manchester. And then it opens up through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40, look for a slowdown in the lane from Lindbergh down, trying to ramp on a northbound or southbound 270. And then a little heavy at Bowles. We're also looking at southbound 170 jamming up from Ladue down through Brentwood. And this traffic report is brought to you by JCPenney. Hurry in for JCPenney's biggest sale of them all. Check stores or jcp.com for details. The sales this weekend are bigger than ever, so come in and save on your favorite brands. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KRS.
Tim?
Yes, sir.
It's Frank. Listen, I think a lot of people know if they listen regularly, you had some pretty serious surgery not long ago, gastrointestinal stuff, and you know they did a lot of work on your intestines. I had Mike Breitenstein, our chief engineer, install there where you are. It's called an HSGEM. It's a highly sensitive gas emission microphone. And what it does, it picks up gas that you might let out and you weren't aware of it, and you just did it during your report. And I know you didn't hear it, but I think the listeners might have.
Because, there was a slight hesitation in his voice.
And we did it because we love you, and we did it because we care about you. And you're a pro. You're a professional. You're the best traffic reporter I've ever heard, I think. You want perfection, and you don't want this kind of thing to happen. Let us play you what the microphone picked up right in the middle of that traffic you just did.
Oh, man. Just isolated.
Wow. Yeah, we were able to isolate it. One of our technicians was able to isolate that. Tim?
I thought Dr. Maxfield corrected that.
You know what? Maybe you need to have a little chat with him because a little bit escaping here and there. But we'll keep you up on how it's doing, and once it's completely eliminated, our mics will have nothing to pick up, and we disconnect it. I just wanted you to be aware of that.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You guys always have my back, man. I
care about you. We care about you, Tim, because you care about your craft.
And you want right, to be the I
best do. Your craft or crap.
All right, yeah, either one. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
It's Friday. You know what that means. We'll tell you what's new at the theater, a movie review with our friends at ZekeFilm.org. Also, Joe Holloman, Post-Dispatch, and the author of a new book about Twitter, how it all started and who was forced out the early days. Twitter conversation with that author, plus Randy Naughton's alongside.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show, weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
This is Jim McMillan, and I want to invite you to my nursery, Rolling Ridge Nursery, Sunday, November 10th, for a day you'll remember. It's our annual Christmas show, now combined with the Webster Groves Historical Society's Christmas Market. Over 50 vendors, carefully selected, will cover an acre of the nursery. Jewelry, coffee blends, alpaca scarves, wool purses, paintings, cutting boards, quilts, metalwork, art glass, and so much more. No reps selling goods from China. They're all local craftsmen. There'll be refreshments, Christmas tree seedlings for the kids, samples of our bird food, and live music, all free. And our new 2013 decorations display will be open to serve you. It's the Christmas show and Christmas market, Sunday, November 10th from 10 to 4, right here at Rolling Ridge Nursery. There's plenty of parking in Old Webster. Just hop on the trolley and stop right at our front door. I'll see you there.
Broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive, so therefore you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Installing solar panels on your roof can significantly increase energy efficiency and lower utility bills. And who doesn't want that? For your peace of mind, you know you can trust the experience and expertise of Frederick Roofing when it comes to installing solar roof panels. Frederick provides a complete line of solar roof panels for residential and commercial roofs. You can depend on Frederick to install the best solar roof system to start knocking down those utility bills. New government incentives are available to help you save up to 50% on the cost of solar panel roofing installation. So if you're ready to go green and lower your utility bills and carbon footprint while increasing your property value, seriously consider a clean power plan from Frederick Roofing. It's the smart thing to do. You can sign up online at www.4asolarroof.com. You'll be on your way to reducing those energy bills.
For a hole in your roof, or a home new roof, Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, 314-645-2000.
In life, you seldom get the chance for a do-over, but that's not true when it comes to your supplemental coverage to Medicare. Imagine having a plan where you can keep your own doctor, have your gym membership paid for, and pay no additional premiums over your Medicare Part B. That's called Medicare Advantage. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Take advantage of your opportunity today. Call me at 314-863-0008 for a free Medicare comparison. 314-863-0008.
Do you have nail fungus?
There's a fungus among us.
The Ankle and Foot Institute can help. Call 636-717-1100 or go to ankleandfootinstitute.com.
Thanks.
This week on Real Estate Radio.
Has the big bad bank told you no? Find out how you can turn that no into a yes.
Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
3 out of 4 homeowners don't know where to place smoke alarms. They should be installed on every floor and near sleeping areas. Kids smoke alarms will help protect your family.
For your next direct flight to Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, charter line free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airline at Mid-America Airport. Book your flight at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
Hi, this is Chris Dysart. Tune in to my new show, Law Talk Live, Sundays at 3 p.m. We'll talk about protecting your legal rights in an uncertain world. That's Law Talk Live with Chris Dysart, Sundays at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9. For Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Ivanovich Vodka, award-winning imported vodka from the Netherlands. 5 times distilled and available in straight 80 proof and 10 mouth-watering flavors. And the Big 550 KTRS.
You can call me Al, Paul Simon. Yep. Now, this is going to be an awkward thing to a request to throw out to the listeners, because if you're listening, you're probably in the car. I just got a text from one of our advertisers. He said he went online to try to listen. And if you go online right now to the KTRS site and you go listen live online, you get McGraw.
He's not on right now.
Now, is that our app or just our...
No, he said online. He said online.
Let me see if I can bring it up here.
Let's think what this might mean for us, though. They're embarrassed to stream this show live.
They're rerunning McGraw's show?
So rather than explain why they would run a show of this poor quality, they choose to put, and then now that people go, oh yeah, I listened to that large morning show in the afternoon, I heard that guy McGraw, he's great.
Yeah, McGraw's Playhouse, Millhaven's Playhouse.
Something funny going on.
I'm trying to bring it up here.
Millhaven's Playhouse is on the air.
See what you get.
I hear us.
Really? And now that people go, oh yeah, I listened to that large morning show in the afternoon, I heard that
Okay, that's
guy
us, that's us, that's just a few seconds ago.
Yeah. Jim, who texted me? I don't know what to tell you. Maybe your computer.
Maybe our should I check our app? Or maybe he was talking about our app.
It could have been. He said online. No, it doesn't matter. I just thought I'd throw it out there. If anybody's having trouble with the app or the other, you know, online listening, then let us know. There's a weird boy. There was a weird story earlier this week.
I've had 2 people call. One's listening on an app, and one's listening online. So
they both work.
Yes.
All right.
I wonder if he hit like a podcast or something. Does McGraw podcast?
I don't know. We'll find.
Could be.
We'll figure it out eventually. Da 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 da. Morgan Freeman watched him in an interview because of that. What apparently is a very mediocre movie, that Las Vegas, and he said, "I am not an African American." He said, I've never been to Africa. I have a longtime friend who's black. He will not be referred to as African American either.
Yeah, I've heard that. Some people don't like referring it to that way.
And I was on the phone with him a couple of weeks ago, and I said, what do you want to be called? And he and I have talked about all kinds of stuff, racial and otherwise, families. He's got boys, I got boys. I said, so what are you? He said, I'm an American Negro. Now, that's not something you hear.
No.
Very often. And when I said to him, I said, wow, that's, is that an acceptable, he said, it's acceptable to me. He said, that's what I am. I'm an American, and I am a Negro. And he said, case closed. That's it. Anybody has a problem with that or doesn't like it, then it's their problem. And I just thought, wow, that's pretty interesting. And now Morgan Freeman says, I'm not African American. Larry Connors wants to, I think he's back in court today. Maybe over by now, because it's almost 5 o'clock, trying to still get that kicked out of that non-compete clause. And I'm not going to get into it and comment and take a side, but I don't know that I understand how, if a company doesn't want you on the air, they don't want you. You didn't leave them. They don't want you. But they don't want you to work anywhere else either. If you're that powerful and that big a threat and that commanding and could draw another audience, then I don't know. Well, what would you let them go for? Why couldn't you have worked some? I don't know. What I thought was funny, though, was the last time around when he went and the judge says, well, you can work in radio. That's like a sentence. It's like saying you're going to prison. Well, you can go work in the radio business. And inside his reaction was, no.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, that's not a replacement for a TV job, is a radio job. Channel 5 has this investigate. They all have it. You know, Elliot Davis is the guy at 2, and 4 has got a couple of people, Chris Nagus or whatever, and they're the ones that are going to go out and kick butts and take names, and they're gonna set somebody straight. And 5 has one of those deals. Well, apparently, according to Joe Holloman at the Post-Dispatch, last Monday, they were going to air one of their watchdog stories about a guy named Jamie Hart, the owner of Castle Rock Remodeling. And it was supposed to air Monday night, and look, it's never a good thing for anybody when they send that guy out, that reporter, and you know they're going to do a story. And the thing was about, it's a segment where they investigate scams and waste and questionable business practices. You know, you've all seen them a bunch of times. A few hours before it's supposed to air, this guy's found dead. And he's 40 years old. And I know what you're thinking. Well, he must have taken his own life. No. According to the investigators, no foul play, not a suicide. I think it's possible that if you are so stressed and under so much pressure and are in such agony, I actually think that could kill you.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, yeah. If I got a, you know, these people that go to prison and they get a date, I forget who it was I read the other day, is next week, to show up at federal prison, which I still don't understand how that works. Well, you're going to prison for 10 years. Can you make it a week from Thursday?
Yeah.
I mean, you get to go home, pack up, and go to prison. I'm not kidding. If I found out I had to go to prison, I think that knowing that I'm going could kill me. So it's just odd. 40 years old, this guy's dead. And I don't have any follow-up information, except I found that pretty wild. And there's a guy named Michael Robert Sog. He's up in the Boston area. Back in 2010, he was arrested for upskirting, which is taking your camera phone and putting it down and shooting up women's skirts.
What?
Hey, shut up.
I don't go for that.
Well, you know what? He's fighting it. And he has sued, I don't know if he sued the transit system he was on where he took the picture. I don't know if he's suing the state, but he's filed a lawsuit and gotten an attorney, and the attorney is arguing his case. And basically what they're claiming is that shooting and taking pictures up women's skirts is a First Amendment right.
Whoa.
Of some sort. This is seems like kind of a stretch to me. Their argument is, you know, of course, the people suing this guy said that there are peeping Tom laws and people are protected from being photographed either partially or fully naked. And his attorney saying the woman wasn't partially or fully naked. And the way the law is written for peeping Tom or invasion of privacy, none of this applies because she was fully clothed. So then you got to ask the question, well, what's the harm done to her? None of that matters to me. I think a guy that holds a camera down and shoots up women's skirts is a pervert.
Yeah.
He's a pervert.
Oh, yeah.
And he should be arrested, but his attorney is taking an actual run. You know, one of the things his attorney mentioned was the photos, these upskirt photos, they don't show any genitals. Well, I guess, yeah, they could, depending on how the person likes to dress. This one will be interesting. My guess is, good luck to this guy. The arrest will stick. He's going to have to be on probation or get counseling or be registered as a sex offender or something. It's just not, you know, whether it's First Amendment, whatever, it's not normal for a guy to, you know, get on the subway or mass transit and reach down and take pictures up women's skirts. Good luck with that case. Bill Cleveland's on the way, and the Playhouse is on the way. And somebody from Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes right now is probably on the way to someone's home or on the way back, since it's the end of the day, from someone's home. And here's what they did in that home. They went out and they measured, let's say, a kitchen. Could be a bathroom. They took some measurements. They had a preliminary meeting with a homeowner, and they said, we will get back to you with blueprints. Not just ideas, not just pictures, actual blueprints of your kitchen or your bathroom, showing you precisely where everything will be, what it will be, why it's there, the functionality of it, and that's all going to be based on the information you gave Thompson Price and his people. They have a very extensive and thorough process they go through. Some of it may even seem unnecessary, but every aspect of it is necessary. Because for them to end up with the perfect kitchen or bathroom for you, they need to know about you and your family and your lifestyle. And there's a lot they're going to need to know. And just remember that that whole process, there's a reason for it. And the end result, because of that process, is superior to what most kitchen and bath places can produce. The other thing I want you to remember is the name Price. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. There are companies that sound similar, maybe a similar name. Not associated, not affiliated. You want to see their showroom? It's in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli in the shopping center with TJ Maxx. A terrific, terrific company. And Tom Price is in the Kitchen Bath Hall of Fame. It almost sounds even to me like a joke, but there is such a thing, and he's in it, and it's tough to get into. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, thompsonprice.com.
And it's time to find out where the problem spots are in traffic. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in.
And westbound 44, a little bit slow around Kings Highway, then a stretch between Shrewsbury and Elm, also Lindbergh down through Highway 270, and again between Mraz and Bull. Stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 270 now, a little bit east of Missouri Bottom through New Florissant, northbound 170. That's running slow, approaching Highway 70 through Airport Road. We do have some slow stretches on westbound 70, and they start right around Union and make their way up through Jennings Station Road, and then we're slow again from 170 through Lindbergh. This traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Kohl's, get set for the season sale. Start with Night Owl Friday, 3 p.m. to midnight, and Early Bird Saturday till 1 p.m. Plus, get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Join me for the Friday edition. Of course, we'll play games. Bribing with prizes is how we suck you in. You know that. Live music from Trout Fishing in America in our studios. Tom O'Keefe will take us off to the movies, and it's a visit with Jeff Lapidus as well. So a busy, busy end of the week. It all starts at 1. See you then.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $4,000 in extra savings. Get ready for holiday entertaining with kitchen essentials, delicious appetizers, and festive decor. And pick up the season's hottest electronics, like the Samsung Galaxy S4 phone and the HP Envy notebook. So get your savings book today. Sam's Club. Join and save. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Please download the app, STL Taxi. Great app, great cab company, Laclede. Here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Great, Bill. How are you?
I'm great. Well, it seems like every couple of months we see some new photos of O.J. Simpson. Some new ones have surfaced, and man, put on a ton of weight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, his attorneys are now using the phrase, if his pants don't fit, you must have quit. That guy. And a casino was robbed over Halloween by a man dressed as a mummy. Mm. Police described the suspect as anywhere between 25 and 12,000 years old.
That's a good one.
Speaking of mummies, Cher was on Dancing with the Stars this week.
Hey.
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars. Can you believe that now in its 17th season?
No, wow. I can't.
Believe that?
No.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like just yesterday I wasn't watching the first season.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know. This afternoon.
I might have missed a key word.
Yeah.
I can't feel like yesterday I wasn't watching the first.
Oh, I get it. That's a good one.
It's funny now.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like we get one of these surveys or studies every year, and once again, another study finds that a third of Americans cannot pass a U.S. citizenship test.
Mm.
Yeah. What an insult to our founding fathers, Denzel Washington and George Jefferson. Horrible.
Yeah.
You think you could pass that test, maybe?
I doubt it.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. Bill Cleveland, segment brought to you by Laclede Cab. Have a wonderful Thursday afternoon, everybody.
Thank you, Bill. Can we get a hold of that test? We need to check into that.
Yeah.
Hey, 5 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Campbell.